Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano, and welcome to Harpin' Boo, an audio boo recording to go with my rugby blog, which can be found at harpinonrugby.net. I hope you stay with me for the next few minutes while I give my 2 cents worth on Leinster and Ireland rugby. The views expressed are mine and mine alone. This is episode 13, which I've entitled Samoa, Sums and Summarizers. I'm going to talk about those headings for a bit, and later I'll give my prediction for the match, which I'll be using on sportguru.co.uk. This weekend's opponents for the boys in green are Samoa in the second Autumn International, with kickoff at 2:30 p.m. Saturday and live coverage on RTE2. Well, after the disappointing result last weekend, we hope to get things back on track. You don't want to take anything for granted, but you'd like to think we'll be able to beat Samoa on home turf. I see they brought brought in Stringer and O'Gara into the halfbacks. I have a funny feeling that Kidney's plan might be to alternate Sexton and O'Gara for these matches. And Sexton might be back next week against New Zealand, but we'll wait and see. At fullback, it'll be interesting to see Luke Fitzgerald having a go. He's come out and said that's the position he wants to play. Obviously, he's up against Carney for that role, but you can't really blame Fitzgerald because his favorite positions really is in the center or full back. But, you know, like a lot of players when they come up from the academy, they're kind of stuck out in the wing to begin with just to get them used to the game. And, of course, he's lost a year from injury. So he wants to see his career push on, and he wants to show he can play other positions. So it's a great chance for him to do that. So best wishes. Also best wishes to Devin Toner for his first cap. Great to see his line-out skills coming into the Ireland team. He's a huge guy, and he's really good. He's been under the tutelage of Leo Cullen, of course, at Leinster. So great chance for him to do that. So best of luck to him. Now, on the subject of sums, I'm afraid I have to go back to the old topic of ticket prices. And my only thing is I wonder if maybe four Autumn Internationals is too many. And we actually will have a way of proving that. The capacity of the Aviva apparently is 51,700. So all you have to do is, for the four games that are played there, take the total of the attendance and work out your empty seats. So, for example, there's 35,000 at the South Africa game, so that's what, you know, 16,000 odd empty seats. Add up those empty seats from all the games. If that number is greater than 51,700, then bingo, four is too many games. Now, of course, there could be an argument that this Samoa game could have been played in Thomond or the RDS, but I still think Irish rugby as a whole would be suited better by an off week, the way the Scots did in November. Okay, that's enough about that. Now, on this topic of summarizers, there's only one I could possibly be talking about, and he's RTE's own, probably best-known pundit. You'll probably know him because every time he goes to speak, he starts with the word, "Wow!" Yes, of course, it's George Hook. And, you know, especially if you're a Leinster Irish fan, he's not going to be your favorite pundit in many ways, because I remember when the year we won the Grand Slam, the first game when we beat the French 30-21, thanks to tries by Heaslip, O'Driscoll and Darcy, and an amazing performance at fullback by Carney. First thing he said when they came off the pitch, when they went to him in the studio, was that the result was Munster driven. I mean, that just drives you up the wall. I mean, I'm not saying it was Leinster-driven, but just the fact that the first thing he says after watching that amazing performance, really, he really knows how to get your blood boiling, you know? No matter, he keeps criticizing the Irish game, no matter what happens, no matter how well they win. Like when Leinster beat Racing Metro a few weeks ago, when we hammered Racing Metro, he was like, oh, well, they weren't playing up to strength, the French, and all this kind of stuff. He's always got something negative to say, but in many ways, although it does drive you crazy, I think the game needs that. I think we always need a character like that to kind of keep our feet in the ground, so to speak, and get us fired up and get us talking. So, and I know he's playing the role, but I think he does it well on the whole. Like, you know, don't agree with everything he says, but you need somebody like that to go up against and get debate flowing, because that's what, especially social media, Twitter, all this, you know, audio boos and stuff. We want to talk about the game. We want to get, you know, get some banter going, and he's one of the perfect, you know, sources of that banter. So fair play to him, and keep up the work, you know. Anyway, my prediction for the match, I'm going for Ireland by 14 points. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you'll find me at @HarpinOnRugby. If you want to follow George Hook, he's at @GHook. And so enjoy the weekend, and come on the Ireland.